Welcome back to Nigeria Girl Talks. It's your host, Olamide Ayanda. Today, we are doing another segment of Oya Let's Just. And today, we have a brand new Nigeria Girl cast member. You probably know her. You know she's very famous. But I'm going to let her introduce herself and let the people know what's good.
Hey, everybody. What's poppin'? It's me, Ayamide, or Esther. And I'm just so happy and honored to be here. So thank you, Lamarie, for this opportunity.
No problem. Thank you for submitting this topic.
Of course.
And speaking of topic, do you want to let the audience know what we're talking about today?
Yes. Okay. So boom. The topic that I submitted was soft life. And like, I know, especially on social media nowadays, everybody's like, oh, soft life is played out. But I mean, soft life as a Nigerian woman, how that goes beyond materialistic things. How when we say soft life, we say we want a break from being so strong. You know what I mean? We want to be taken care of. We want to just ease on throughout life. So I felt like that was a topic that needs to be discussed because soft life is getting a bad rep and I don't like it.
And funny enough, I think soft life originally meant a break.
Literally.
It didn't mean like luxury. And it meant a break from working, the ghetto-ness of being an adult. It meant a break from like working hard and toiling and all this stuff. You want to relax.
Yes.
You want to rest.
Parabale.
Now, you know, people took it and was like, soft life means traveling and buying luxury things and money. It's like, nah, it means I want a break from working. The ghetto-ness.
Yeah. I mean, it could entail like, oh, yeah, I want to do. But I feel like, and I guess it's a social media thing. We just kind of blasted that one part of it. And it's like, no, like, I want to be taken care of. I want a break from being so strong. Me too. Somebody else lead the way. Like, it's not every time me. So when I say soft life, that's what I mean. I want ease. I want peace. I want tranquility. And then, like, you know, the materialistic stuff too, but I'm prioritizing that over, you know, luxury, I guess.
I felt like this generation of women, Nigerian women, we want the opposite of what our mothers had.
100%.
Because we, a lot of us, you know, we saw mothers, you know, they would work 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. They would cook fresh stew. They would cook all these things, take care of us, make sure everything is taken care of. And we're just like, that's...
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's not appealing. Like, you know, I know when I was like growing up, like even like recently, my aunts and my mom would try to instill it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing what y'all doing.
Period.
It ends here. It dies here.
Yeah.
So like we looked at our mom and we're like, we're not repeating this cycle of being the not breadwinner, but breadwinner, like financially and physically, like everything being on us. And we're just like, we're not even old yet and we're tired, you know?
I think I say that all the time. Like, you know, people who know like my story, like for a long time, you know, my mom, me and my brothers was raised by a single mom because my dad got deported and stuff. And when I say my mom struggled, like, she struggled. She worked so hard to like put food on the table and make the best life for us. But I feel like a part of soft life is prioritizing yourself and putting yourself first. And I feel like a lot of our Nigerian moms, like the generation before us, they did not do that. It's always like, my kids, which is fine and dandy because as a mother, yes. But like, if your cup is empty, how can you now be pointing to your kids? How can you be helping your kids? So I just feel like, I like, I'm the oldest, and I know, like, you're the oldest, and you're the only girl. So
I have a sister.
I mean, I forgot.
I think everybody forgets that she exists because it's a big gap between us and her.
But, you know, you can still identify, like, being the oldest, and, like, a lot of the responsibilities came on us. Mm. And, like, we kind of had to grow up a lot. Like, I'd be telling people all the time, like, yeah, I had a childhood, but, like, I had to grow up fast.
I barely remember, my cousins and my brother be quoting things. I'm like, I don't remember this story. Like, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, you were cleaning. Oh, yeah, you were cooking.
I remember.
People be like, oh, Lamida, you were always in the house. I was a slave, okay? Yeah. And y'all did not free me.
Lamida, you tried.
I've been blending pepper since I was 6.
Lamida, you tried. You tried.
I would watch you guys, be feeding you guys like, yo, my own kids.
and your friends be outside and you be
literally
inside looking into listening to Black Eyed Peas. Where's the love?
Remember, I made a shirt.
You made me.
I made a shirt with the question mark on it from Where's the Love.
See? And we cut it up.
It was a cry for help.
It sure was.
It was a cry because I was.
It really was.
I've been blending pepper since I was six.
Bro.
I've been waking up on the early, floor, doing the laundry,
cooking for your siblings,
I don't have any kids yet, and I'm tired.
No, literally.
I have a help.
Literally,
and I was like, "Why am I the firstborn?"
I be saying that all the time.
If I could go back in time, I'll be the last born.
And I used to always say to myself, like, "Oh, I can't wait till I get older because I know after a certain age, all this is going to stop. I can take care of myself. It doesn't stop. And I feel like when you grow up and, like, obviously you have to be a certain, like, you have to be a strong person to, like, do what we did or have all the responsibilities that we did, but, you know, still grow up at the same time. So I feel like when you have that strong label on you, it stays with you and people forget that, like, oh, this person, she's still like a person. Like, yes, yeah, she's strong.
Don't worry. I fixed that last year. I fixed that.
So what did you do?
I said, I'm 30. I'm 31 now. I'm 30. I can't be living like this. Mm. One, I went to therapy. I was just like,
I'm trying to get into
it. I have the tendency of letting things roll off my back.
Mm.
It can be traumatic as heck. And I'm like, wow, this didn't die. That's the mentality to have.
Yeah.
I think something happened last year and it was like the icing on the cake. And I was like, you know what? It's life. And my friends were like, no.
Yeah.
You said that enough.
Yeah.
We're tired.
Yeah.
Take your yash to therapy. So I found a therapist, Therapist for Black Girls on Instagram. I found this one girl from PG, amazing. And she said, I have a lot of Nigerian patients and y'all have the same overall thing.
Yeah.
Your boundaries.
We don't have boundaries at all.
Because I think my first session, my car got towed. Like my car got towed because I left the house early to go buy T-Day grapes because T-Day was working on a project.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't, you know, T-Day be doing that pescatarian, veganish.
I don't know how he does it.
Like that man don't eat. He only drinks smoothies. So I'm going to go get him grapes from the Hispanic store. And because I was rushing back to my session, I parked in a spot. It was raining. It was dark. And the thing said reserved, but I didn't see it because I reversed, you know, everybody in PG.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't see it. So he comes, he's like, oh, let me get my stuff at the car. And I was like, okay, I parked in the first parking spot on the right. So he's blasting my phone, like, I don't see your car, I don't see it. I'm like, boy. So I paused the session, I'll be right back. And I went to go see the car.
The car was
gone. I came back drenched in rain from the rain. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but my car just got towed. And she was like, okay, do you want to pause the session and handle it? I was like, no, we can continue. She was like, no. You can't keep, like, she said, even this, why did you park in a reserve spot? I was like, because I bought grapes. She said, for who? For my brother. Why? Like, she said, you didn't have to buy the grapes Salami Day. You're now paying $175 because you did somebody a favor that could do it themselves.
Mm.
You should have said no. Now you're leaving a session that you're paying for. You're paying $175 to get your car back.
Mm.
And your family will go to bed like as if nothing happened.
I do.
But here you are, $175 short. And at that time, I wasn't working. So you can already imagine my state.
Yeah.
So everything I brought to her was always boundaries for me. So soft life for me was just like going to therapy to like undo that first daughter guilt. Like, don't feel guilty for being selfish, Alami. Don't feel guilty for saying no.
But it's so hard.
Like it's hard.
That's why I need to go to therapy, too, because it be whooping me.
My therapist, she don't got time for me. Like, literally, the first session, I was telling her, like, you know, I do this to be a good daughter. To be, you know, if I don't, they'll be like, oh, you're not a good child. She said, you're not a child. You're a woman.
That part.
And she said, I know you're safe. So Ephesians 5, I think, she was like, you know, honor your parents. So so that you may live long. Mm-hmm. Obey the children, obey your parents, honor your da-da-da. Because she was like, you know, the Bible said obey as a child. But you're 30 years old. You need to honor. So honor doesn't always mean following what your parents say. Obeying as a child when you're under their roof, but you're 30.
But low-key, I still be like, and I feel like it's my fault too. Yeah, because I'm 28, right? Mm-hmm. But I still be feeling like I'm that little like teenage girl. But I feel like maybe that's because like there's a sort of codependency that like...
Oh, step number two for me was to move out.
Oh, maybe me too.
This background you see, this background ain't Pinterest. It's my living room. It ain't Pinterest. It's my living room you see it, right? It was to move out because I noticed that if I did not leave, you know, Bob said leave and cleave. If I did not leave, my mother would not like cut the umbilical cord. 100%. There will always be a dependency. So when I moved to Georgia last year, I realized
I didn't even know you moved to Georgia.
I moved to Georgia last year. They did not die. No one died when I was gone. The house did not burn down.
Okay.
Everybody was okay. And my therapist was like, you moved to Georgia. Did anyone die? I was like, no. She said, exactly. So they can live without you. Like, she's so cutthroat. And then I was just like, you know, you have to stop. You it's like they know you're going to say yes if they come to you.
Exactly.
Because let my mom try that with T-Day.
Oh,
what would T-Day do? T-Day would hang up the phone.
The boys?
T-Day won't pick up. I'm sorry. He won't even pick up
the phone. No, my brothers too. But like, I feel like with men in general, men just know how to be selfish.
And that's how you need to be moving, sis.
I said, me too, I need to be moving like a man.
Move like a man.
They know, like, granted, don't get me wrong. You know, men, they have that, you know, sympathetic side or whatever. But they, a trait that I wish I can take from men, they know how to prioritize themselves.
No, a man knows how to put themselves first.
100%.
Put me first.
I gotta put me first.
A man would not sacrifice his well-being.
At all.
For another person.
At all.
A Nigerian man?
They're number one.
So for me, it was just like going to therapy to undo like that guilt, like feeling guilty for saying no. Because end of the day, we are useless to our families if we're not healthy holistically, like physically and 100%.
Mentally. 100%.
And it's, you know, so funny. Our mothers, our family, they know that what they're asking us to do can drive them crazy. Someone asks us to do it. My mom said it. She said, thank you for putting up with us. They know.
Yes.
I'm like, y'all can be my 13th reason. God forbid. But y'all can be my 13th reason.
I know, right?
God forbid. Y'all can be my 13th reason.
Literally, I be telling my mom, because like certain things, right? Like I like to like compare our lives or whatever. I'm like, girl, at like 20-something, you were in a whole other country by yourself doing whatever you want. Your parents were back home. Granted, if you wanted to take care of them, but you had the full reins to live your life, right? I feel like a lot of times, and I understand because it comes from a place of love, like, oh, I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I've made, but baby, you have to let me make my mistakes. That's how we learn. I can't, it's like kids, like a baby now, a baby can see a candle and we be like, oh, don't touch the fire. But a baby won't learn not to touch the fire unless they finally feel the burn. So I feel like certain things you have to kind of just allow us to like live our lives, you know what I mean? And they just put so much pressure on us to like, don't do this, don't do that, stay here, don't stay here. And I feel like also with them, Nigerian, the older generation, they have a lot of unlearning to do as well. They have a level of codependency. Like, it's come to a point I've realized on my own, like, before I make certain decisions, oh, let me call my mom.
Oh, you're better than me.
Let me call my mom. I'm unlearning that now, but that's because of that level of attachment and codependency.
I do not call Bink Bae at all.
That's my sister. How's she doing? Hey,
she's fine. Bae. She's the same, but that I don't call her. I don't call her.
At all? I'm literally unlearning that.
I've been independent since I was born.
Yeah. No, seriously.
But what does soft life mean for you? Like, what does soft life look like for Ayomide?
For Ayomide, for me personally, right now where I am in my life, soft life means I get it. And I know people are tired of the old feminine energy, but I'm so serious. I want to get to a level where I can, I don't have to wear this like this. I don't have to be this hard person. You, because you know me, like growing up, I was very rough, very like arguing with boys, fighting, wrestling.
And then you have two brothers. You have my brothers. We were surrounded by men.
We would be surrounded by men. But literally by men. And it's like, and then at this point, like even growing up, I just kind of like going into college in my dating life, I would use that as like a mechanism. Like I was always tough. Like I was always like, why you gotta be so aggressive? Like, why are you being so defensive? I think now soft life for me is really like settling into womanness and feminine, just ease, like not even, oh babe, my pinky nail broke. Can you please tell me? Oh, this, like just having peace and tranquility and quiet and not just having to carry everything on my back and like, oh, let me take this punch, let me eat this. Like, I just want to be, I just, you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, sis, it's resonating. Okay. I feel like with me being in, with me going to therapy, it, you know how people say people are projecting, right? Like, let's say someone yells at you and immediately you want to yell back. But it's like, with being in therapy, it's like, I don't have to respond the way you responded.
Yes.
You want to yell at me? I'm going to respond back softly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one time me and my dad, we were talking in the living room. My aunt was in my room. You know how my living room is over here, my old house. And the, yeah. So me and my dad are talking and my dad is like, and I'm like, so my aunt was like, I literally thought your dad was talking to himself. Cause like he was so aggressive and angry. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
and you were just simping. Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, I thought he was talking. So I came to the room. She was like, wait, I was talking to my dad. Yeah. I want to get back to that place. Like, I'm learning, like, just because someone's aggressive and mean doesn't mean I have to respond back.
Yeah.
Like, I can just, like, LOL. And then, you know, like, I mean, there is a time to be aggressive.
Yeah.
But not every time.
Not every time. It's so draining.
Sometimes it's good to chakra, put people in their place sometimes. But not every time. 10, 24/7, always on 10.
Bro.
Sometimes it's just like,
you're talking to queen aggression, like, me, like, even in college, my
friends. You think so?
Yeah. When I was in college, like, I know guys, like, they literally would not joke with me because, like, all right, Esther, like, they'll say something like, oh, you're so short. And I'd be like, yeah, but your hairline receded. And they're like, all right, but it wasn't even, like, you didn't even have to do all that. Like,
I mean, they didn't have to do that either.
I mean, but it didn't warrant all that. You know,
you want to be Kevin Hart.
No. But I think. Because it even started affecting my friendships. Like, people just felt like they can't come to me. You're so judgmental. You're so this, you're so that. And it was just like, I felt like I've gotten better now. Like, I've gotten to a place where I don't have to be so and rah-rah all the time. Granted, God is still working on me. I still have a long way to go. But I completely, like, agree with you. I want to get to that place where it's like, I even have the comfortability because now I feel like if somebody comes up to me and they're yelling at me, I think before anything, I'm moving in pride. So I'm just like, this person's not, clearly you're not talking to me. Like, all right, yeah, okay, we about to, but I just want to get to a place where somebody can just be yelling. I'm just looking at you like, are you done? Okay, peace be unto you and keep it pushing. So please, I'm working on that.
I think it's also like knowing that who you're dealing with is also traumatized. So like me being in therapy, I realize that I'm going to therapy, but I'm doing life. I'm interacting with people that are not in therapy.
Okay.
So I have to like, the person that's yelling, they're not yelling for fun. Something's going on mentally with them, emotionally with them. And they don't have the techniques in their life to unpack what they're going through. They might be yelling because rent's due and they don't have enough money and blah, blah, blah. They don't have the mindset to be like, well, you know, it's going to be okay or it's going to work out. You know, they're not thinking of like, instead of like unpacking that, they're walking around frustrated. And then I realized that it's literally translating to other things that they're doing, slamming the door, slamming the cabinets, walking past people, taking everything offensively, seeing anything from place of hurt. So it's like me being in therapy has let me learn how to see things from another perspective. So it's like, okay, my car could have, I could have gotten a car accident, you know, for this podcast, but I'm not going to come here. I'm going to be like, you know what? We're going to deal with that later. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, I'm going to give you grace and a clean slate, the Olamide that you deserve, not the aggressive Olamide that's upset about the car, but someone that's actually giving you a fresh start to like get to know the soft me.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like people don't really realize like you're walking around with a cloud on your head and it's people are, you're traumatizing other people. You know, and then now they're taking that trauma as their own experience. Mm-hmm. But like now they're just projecting their pain onto you, and you and I reject that in Jesus' name. I'm not receiving that. You're upset that and someone yelled at me at a meeting a couple of days ago, and I just said, "LOL." I was laughing on the Zoom. Like you're not, she was obviously upset. She's back on. I was like, "LOL." They've answered my question. I'm not about to sit here and go back and forth with you on a Zoom. If you want to be upset about something that happened prior to the meeting, that's your business.
Then that's you.
But me? Oh.
But isn't that, I don't want to say draining, but it's like, okay, always giving other people grace, right? How do you find the balance between like, okay, I can identify right now that other things is going on with you, so I'm a chill. And then, like, you know how you said earlier, like, sometimes you have to do chakra, right? Like, sometimes you have to put people in their place. How do you find that balance?
So, because we're on the Zoom call, I didn't feel like it was the place to let homegirl know what's up. But the people that I do life with, like let's say I'm doing life with you, like, you're my friend. We need to have a conversation on how you need to love me. This is my boundary. I'm very cutthroat. If you cross a boundary repeatedly, I will exit stage left, you know? So that, for example, like, you know, like Yoruba culture is pretty, really petty, small example. We don't like being pet on the head.
Yeah.
But imagine someone, you told somebody this and they keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it now to be condescending and demeaning to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's how you decide to treat me? I've decided that we can no longer continue this relationship in this way. We can now be acquaintances. No hard love, but you cannot be this close to me deciding that you want to hurt me this way when I've made it clear that this hurts my feelings or this is demeaning to me. So it's like that. Like some people that you do life with, if they are now purposely hurting you, the grace is over.
Yeah.
It's now time to remove
now's
you
me
because
you. Yeah.
You're purposely going out your way to hurt me. You're now killing me. Like I'm now walking around on extras around you. I'm hurt. Your presence hurts me because you're doing.
Yeah.
I know. You know what you just did was wrong.
Dang.
It's time for you to remove. Because now I'd rather people get to hold me and not walk around damaged because I'm letting people in my life be toxic to me. I'd rather have people around that I know are holding me up and adding value to my life. Not adding value like they're doing things to me, but they're actually like feeding my spirit. Like this podcast. You know, my friends made me like get back on this. Like people are pouring, like, no, get back on it. Not, oh, your podcast sucks. Like, then you need to be removed. You know, like stuff like that. So it's just like extending grace to people, but also having a conversation like, okay, this hurts me and it's making me like walk around aggressive. And I don't want to walk around aggressive. I want to be happy.
That part.
I don't want to be
extempered. Exactly.
I want to be Ajay Bota. Not Ajay Paco. Like, you know,
that
like,
screaming. No, for real.
I'm gonna be, hi. You know, maybe behind closed, I'd be like, understanding that we're walking around damaged and that's not letting us tap into our feminine energy, our soft energy. Like, you know, like our inner child just needs to be healed.
Yes.
Our child needs to be healed.
I feel like a lot, and it took me, honestly, I didn't even understand that. Until like I got a lot older, like within like these last 2-3 years, it's like so many people walk around with so much childhood trauma and they're operating in the trauma and they don't even identify it or they don't recognize it. And that is so scary to me. Like, I feel like if everyone healed their inner trauma, like the world would be a better place. Like everybody would be just living in their softness, in their soft life, quote unquote, but that's so true. That's why, but I feel like, well, then, because I was about to say, like, this is why I feel like therapy is essential, but therapy doesn't work for everybody. So
I feel like therapy, not, it might not be the, because I'm not, I'm currently not in therapy. I did it, I haven't been in for 2 months now.
Okay.
It's for a season.
Mm-hmm.
For a season. Because some people graduate from therapy. Some people do, because therapy is essentially for transitioning, life transition. And I was like, I'm turning 30. I'm in a new decade. I'm in a new era. I want to leave the old and bring the, you know, embrace the new. So therapy is not, it's not permanent. It's just for like couples, for certain things. But I do think talking about what you're dealing with and getting a perspective on things helps. Because I have friends that we talk about, like, dating. I'll ask my guy friends thing, and they'll bring a fresh perspective. I, as a woman, can never fan him because I'm walking around hurt like he did this. And like, well, think of it like this, Salami Day.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like this. Da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, dang. Okay, maybe I did fumble on that. Maybe he doesn't understand that me doing chakra, da, da, da. Like certain things some guys don't understand. I'm working on like, oh my God, he hurt me. But it's like, no, like he's also hurt too. You know, like, and my guy friends bring that perspective. Like, you know, as a man, we do X, Y, and Z and we like da, 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 da. Maybe he did. And it's like, oh, so now I'll go back to Bay, like, so I talked to my friend and he was like, yeah.
Like, I guess I'm sorry.
I guess we miscommunication. It's just therapy's not for everybody, but I do believe talking and having another perspective and unwinding things is for everybody. Some people, they use the Bible. Some people use like just sitting in silence and unpacking everything. And okay, why did that trigger me? Is it because in third grade I wasn't picked for dodgeball, so now I feel rejected, and her rejecting me triggered that memory, and da 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 da. It's like just unpacking what you're experiencing. So Ayomide, how can those listening, how can our community help a Niger girl embrace her soft life?
First of all, stop putting her in the position to have to be the strong one all the time. Like, sometimes, you know, it gets tiring to be the strong person. Like, it's so draining. It's draining mentally, physically, financially, like, especially if you are a person that a lot of people depend on. I feel like sometimes you have to figure your own problems out. Like, I can't be Superman, Superwoman all the time. You're gonna have to figure it out yourself, just like I be figuring it out. Because I know, like, for me personally, I do this a lot. If someone comes to me, and like, I might not even have enough for myself, but it's like, if I don't do this for this person, like, I'm going to be a bad person. This person is dependent on me. Now I'll give them what I don't have. And now I'm lacking. So now I'm, you know, struggling for how long until I re-up or whatever. So I feel like the first thing is to like, stop having to put them in the position to be strong all the time. The second thing is support them. So a lot of times, a lot of strong people, because like we are the person that people run to, we don't run to other people. Support them. Like, I'm so thankful for like my group of friends that I have, because, you know, my friends, we're all like-minded. We're all like, especially like my Niger like girl group. We all are like the strong people that people depend on. So we built a community within ourselves. So like now, like, we fast and pray together. We meet on FaceTime because one of us lives in Miami, one of us lives in Atlanta. We'll get on FaceTime, we'll catch each other up. And like, when things are just too much and we've had it up to here, it's like, okay, we coming in a group chat, y'all, I need to decompress because I'm about to black. Like, growing up, I was the only girl, so I never really had sisters. I always had brothers. So sisterhood, it's very important in soft liveliness. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate sisterhood and fellowship. I feel like that is also a part of my soft life, like spending time with my friends, my girls, those that make me feel comfortable with who I am. And number three, respecting the boundaries that we set. Because boundaries, it's a really hard thing for me to do. And like, people close to me know, like, especially with my mom, like, I can...
That's your ride or die, though.
That's my girl. You know, that's my baby. But, like, okay, like, for example, my mommy can call me 12 times a day. Like, no cap. Like, I'm not even joking. She literally can call me, like, 12 times a day. Like, okay, when you're going to work, call me. When you leave work, call me. When you're at home, call me before you go to sleep. And it got to a point, it's like, Mom, not that I don't want to talk to you, But I need space. I need my own. You know what I mean? And my brothers are quick to be like, reject, text. What do you want? Like,
I'm on do not disturb.
Okay. Her. But my mom, if I don't answer, especially like now that I live like out of state, she's literally, like this happened 2 weeks ago. She literally called everybody, like all of my friends up here. Have you heard from Esther? Have you heard from Esther? I'm like, mom, I'm 28. Like, I'm fine. Like, I just needed a day to myself. And like, you know, she don't understand that sometimes, but it's like, baby, this is one boundary you're going to have to understand. Because if you don't understand it, I will just not be picking up the call. You know what I mean? So.
And my just to jump in, continue, but my friend was telling me that if you don't nub that now, like, cut it out now, it will fall to your husband's house.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You don't cut this tie off now. When you enter your father's house, it will still continue to your husband's house. Like,
that's what my dad told her. My dad's like, what are you going to do when she enters her matrimonial home? And she's just like, don't tell me that. That's my dad. But it's true. Like, I think that's something that I also have to work on is like setting like firm boundaries and standing on it. Because, you know, we get weak and we like to, you know, double back. But I feel like that. And then soft life, obviously, is like me getting to a place where I'm comfortable enough to do what I want. So if not, like earlier we were talking how you're about to take a quick trip or whatever, I want to be in the position where, okay, I have this money and I can do what I want with it. But like now my first instinct is like, okay, let me not spend it because somebody might need it, or you know what I mean? Let me send it to someone just to like take care of them. But I want to get to a place in like my journey that I can feel comfortable doing that and taking care of myself and spoiling myself, because I mean we've so fun.
We have so fun.
Okay. And I used to feel guilty about like buying myself stuff. I still do sometimes. Like if I want to buy like a designer or something, it will take me months. Months to buy it. And my friends are like, girl, get out of here. Buy it.
Even when I was suffering, I would still buy myself expensive things because who's going to kill me? Me or you?
Man, I was doing mumu. I was doing scared.
Like, no, because if you don't chop it, they will chop it for you. So you better chop it so they can say, me, I don't have. Me or me? Like, this.
Okay, we need to chop now. And also another thing, I want to live in this soft life era now before I have to get to a place where I'm starting my own family. And now their responsibilities are going to have to, like, you know, you got to prioritize your kid at that point.
Yeah.
Like, so let me enjoy now while I'm free, I'm fun, I'm fine.
Why your boobs still sit up like that?
Mm-hmm. Why they're still sitting on.
Why they're still sitting high.
Okay, let me live my life.
I was staring at them. I was like, dad, her boobs are sitting. They're sitting.
I'll cry.
I'm jealous.
I have a bra.
Oh, for real.
So Dubra is helping. The Brazil is helping.
Nah.
But yeah.
I remember I wanted to travel for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I think I started my new job 2 weeks before my birthday. And my mom was like, why are you traveling? It's not the time to be traveling. You have priorities in order. I said, she said, I should be traveling.
They love that.
I said, I'm not going to put her age out there. You are bleep years old with no kids. With kids.
Yeah, but grown kids.
Because Missy was still in high school at the time.
Oh.
And I was like, but me, I'm young, no kids, no man, no responsibility. If I want to mess up for my birthday, I can't do that.
100%.
You can't. You got a child. This is the perfect time to be traveling.
100%.
Why can we be selfish? Talking about, I have no kids. I have no man. Like, who...
Because when I get pregnant, the baby comes and I want to travel. I want to say, oh, mommy, I want to go. Can you babysit the baby? You're going to tell me I've already raised my kids.
No, I literally, I'm taking my baby with me. Because I'm not leaving my baby with Bink Bay, because I might have Bink Bay Jr. by the time I'm done with that.
No, seriously.
My child will act like my mom. Heck no. So I'm still going to travel with my baby.
Period. And I feel like that's another point. I feel like as us Niger girls now, as we're like learning all these things, I feel like that is something that we need to teach our daughters and our sons too. Like, I feel like our parents put in us, like, it's okay, one day. Like, granted,
that day is not granted though.
you know what I mean? Like, I 100% believe, of course, every storm will pass, whatever, whatever. But, like, I don't have to sit in this and suffer if I don't want to. Like, being resilient and strong, like, power to it. Like, yeah, it has helped me. It is, you know what I mean? But if I can teach my daughter, Amo, ease. Like, if somebody's stressing you out,
block.
Block immediately. You stress me, I block you.
Nobody's
you
upset me, blocking.
I block you.
Nobody's
like, I feel like we need to definitely instill that into, like, the generations to come, because I don't want this to be something that my children have to go through, and I don't want to put it on my children either.
I think that's another beauty of soft life. Like, you want to be healed and whole, so you're not traumatizing your kids.
Exactly.
I don't want to be yelling at my kids because they forgot the chicken. And then check out the freezer. It's okay.
Exactly.
We'll go buy some more from the store and eat fresh chicken. Like, I don't want to be yelling off of dumb stuff. Who left the shoe on the floor?
There's even machines that will defrost the chicken for you. So that's, and Lamide, that's soft life.
That's soft life.
That is literally soft life.
The luxury of having an easier life.
That's it. That's it.
The luxury of having an easier life. Convenience.
That literally. Podcast done. Drop the mic.
Drop the mic. Because, like, my mom be yelling out stuff. I'm just like, sis, it's okay. The world is not end.
Yes.
Okay.
You're raising your blood pressure for what? For what? I just think Nigerians are naturally aggressive people.
It's just like, it's not the end of the world. I think we're just dramatic, too.
Oh, yeah.
We make everything on 10.
100%. It's like, it don't even be that deep. Like, why are you yelling? Why are you letting this stress you or raise your voice? Like, I just be like,
You know, I think after 2 years of COVID, I just don't take everything seriously anymore.
Yeah.
Cause it's I think I forgot he told me to bring the chicken out of my fridge and the chicken was still frozen. Well, I went to the store and bought another chicken because it's like, we're going to make stew tonight regardless. We're going to eat. I'm not about to start yelling and screaming. For what?
For hours.
What would $10 do? $10 to go buy more chicken. I bought three baby fowls. I'm Hispanic store. I'm so African. Like, I want to buy, you know, rodeo, all that stuff. Like, what would it cost me just to spend more money to get fresh chicken? Like, nothing. That yelling and traumatizing my sister. It's like, for what? I don't want to be known as the girl that's always angry.
Yes. And I really
you know
was.
What it is? It's because, like, I think what also my help is to be solution oriented.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, a lot of our issues can be solved. It's just fun. Don't wallow in it. Okay.
Yes.
The chicken is frozen, mommy. It's okay.
It's okay.
Fresh,
what do we do?
I will make fresh stew tomorrow. Let's order pizza tonight. Or let's just make sandwiches. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But you want the chicken. I worked all day.
And then we do it for hours.
Working 9 to 5 is hard. Working a person is hard. But what can we do? We're here and now.
And sometimes people just forget. Sorry, mom.
Let's find a solution.
And our parents, they can come. I feel like if there was an award for naggers, Nigerians would take first place, top class. Because, like, you don't get tired. It's 2 hours later, bro. Like, come on, let it go. Let it go, bro.
I said, after COVID, there's no point. Because literally, life is like a vapor. Like, you can be. I just came back from a funeral. Like, what? You can be here. I came back from a funeral today. Like, you can be here today and gone tomorrow. But everything that we're yelling about, angry about, please, it's okay. Let's just enjoy the now.
Literally. I'm literally in a space where, like, I have a plan, but I'm also taking life as it comes. And I used to stress. What? Oh, this is my plan.
I didn't get this vibe from you, though.
What?
Like, I mean, I just know I've been watching from Instagram lately. So, like, you just be having fun. When you were in Florida, you were having fun, girl. I was jealous. I was like,
yes. Okay, so there's two. Before, it was like I was having fun as a way to, like, escape. Because I was really struggling in life back then. Like, I think, like, when I lived in Miami, maybe like 2019, probably the worst year of my life. I lost my job. And, like, I was doing Teach for America. So, like, if you lose your job in Teach for America, the scholarship that they promise you, is gone. So I'm like, I moved to Miami, like, for no reason. I lost my job. I lost my apartment. Like, I was living with somebody else. And, like, the only thing I could do, because I was applying to jobs, not getting jobs, like, the only thing I could do was turn up.
I said, I omit that is living the
life. Oh, baby.
Hey.
I think about me. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to turn up. But it got to a point because I couldn't even be by myself, because the moment I was by myself, depression, I would be crying. But that was so unhealthy for me, because I'm just operated in a place of, I'm just avoiding what I'm going through. And that's, like, one of the reasons I had to move back home, because I had to, like, get grounded and okay, so your plan didn't go accordingly. How are you going to fix this? What are your next steps? So I got a job, and then I planned on, like, applying to school. But, like, now, even though, like, now, I'm not going to say, like, life is the easiest. I do, like, have my ups and downs. But one thing about me, I think my thing now is I'm going to enjoy my life now, because, like, growing up, I did not have the luxury to enjoy life like this. Like, my friends always be talking about, like, oh, when I was younger, we did this and we did that. And I'll just be sitting here, like, me, I was in the house cooking for my brothers. I didn't do anything. So, like, now it's, like, especially while I still can, because I do want to start a family. I do want to get married and have kids. Like, that has always been, like, that's not something my mommy or my daddy forced on me. That's something that me, myself, I've genuinely wanted. And, you know, by God's grace, it's going to happen soon. So I want to spend my time now just doing what Esther wants to do, living in a state of ease and convenience. And, now I be having fun, but all that is clipped because fall is here, and, like, now I got to start studying and stuff, so no more outside for me. No more. But I'll still be enjoying my soft life.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you know Ayomide, please do everything in your life to help her embrace, tap into, take on her soft life era, treat baby girl right. You anything to say to the podcast? Anything to say to the podcast audience?
I just want to say, you guys, before you can pour into anybody else's cup, make sure your own cup is full. I want to encourage all my Naija girls out there. Like, I know it's hard. You know what I mean? Us always being strong, us always, you know, putting everyone else on our back. But you too, it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to prioritize yourself. And, like, just know that if you are currently going through something, no storm lasts forever, that God got you. God is with you. Every step is ordained, every good, every bad. It is for a reason. My favorite Bible verse is, who knows if perhaps you were made for a time such as this.
Okay, Esther 4:14.
You know what I mean?
Namesake.
Just know, you might not understand what God is doing, but it's literally, it's inwoven. It's literally a part of God's divine plan. And in the end, you're going to look back like, oh, God, you're funny, because I see what you was doing. So don't worry. Soft life, blessings, prosperity, wealth, love, money, everything that you desire is yours in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And don't feel guilty for loving on yourself. It's called self-love for a reason.
For a reason. Period.
And thank you for listening to the Naija Girl Podcast. Oh yeah, let's gist. You can follow us on Instagram at Naija Girl Talks. And stay tuned. We are getting closer to the beginning of the season, you know, and these episodes are just teasers to get you ready for what's to come.
Period.
If you like what you're hearing, please share. And where can they find you, Ayomide?
On my Instagram, you can find me at Esteriayaba, Esteriayaba. Follow me, guys.
She's famous on Instagram.
I'm not, but follow me, y'all.
Odabo.
Bye.